SBS Radio.
Being a Muslim migrant woman has been a pretty lonely time.
I effectively ran 3 years after one of the most traumatic events in terms of most Western-leaning societies.
I felt discriminated against for being a conservative Aboriginal woman.
It was always a challenge to be recognised.
Politics is tough, but we already knew that. What we're now starting to hear is how it's affected our migrant and multicultural politicians and how they in turn are changing the culture of Parliament. Some parliamentarians are relieved to see more faces that resemble their own and the wider community. Linda Burney is the Indigenous Affairs Minister and spoke of her excitement to see more First Nations women.
Oh, it's fantastic. I am just so excited about the fact that there are 11 First Nations people right across Parliament in all of the parties and as independents. So, you know, we're overrepresented. Isn't that fabulous?
Deputy Greens leader Maureen Faruqi was the first Muslim woman to be elected into Parliament when she joined the New South Wales Senate in 2013, before coming to Canberra in 2018.
It's been hard. It's been tough. It's been a bit lonely as well, being in that world where there is literally no one like you. So, to be really frank, it is high time that in all political parties, leadership reflects the people that live in our community and in our society.
Singapore-born Ian Goodenough is a Liberal MP and says he's already starting to feel the difference.
It's welcome to see people from different cultural backgrounds, some from Southeast Asia, others from the Middle East and other further places. It will just be a little bit more homely to have people from similar backgrounds.
An issue many migrants face is the desire to not be stereotyped or identified solely by their cultural background. It's an issue even our most senior politicians struggle with as representatives for their own communities, but also as models for their cultural or religious groups. Science and Industry Minister Ed Husic is the son of Bosnian Muslim immigrants and says while his religion and upbringing has shaped him, he doesn't want it to frame him.
I didn't want to ever be stereotyped as a Muslim MP. I'm an MP who is Muslim, right?
Yeah.
I always made decisions, well, my faith is important to me. I made them on the basis of what I thought was right for the community.
Linda Burney says she's had similar experiences and that's influenced her career in politics, including her reluctance to take on the Indigenous Affairs portfolio until now.
I wanted to show the rest of the world that we can do and think about many things other than just First Nations issues. I'm a mum, I'm a unionist, and it was really important to demonstrate that a First Nations person could take on portfolios like fair trading, like community services.
A resounding message from all the politicians, though, was how they want to inspire the upcoming generations. 27-year-old West Australian Senator and Afghan refugee Fatima Payman is the first Muslim woman to wear a hijab in the chamber. She reflects on how she wants to change the conversation around that.
Well, it's firstly trying to normalise the hijab so that people don't, look twice and be like, oh, so you're a senator, like walking down the halls. And it also means it just shows how far Australia has come in terms of the diversity, but also having that appetite for representation.
Di Lee, an independent MP for Fowler in Sydney's southwest, beat Labor heavyweight Christina Keneally in her seat. She also says her background as a refugee who escaped the Vietnam War has shaped her. She says she never thought she'd make it through the perilous boat journey to Australia, let alone into federal politics, and says she wants her story to inspire others to break barriers.
I would like to inspire the next generation of young people, especially those of culturally and linguistic diverse backgrounds, coming from socially disadvantaged, to know that just don't let your circumstances, your environment stop you from achieving the highest and the best in you.
Country Liberal Senator and Walpiri and Celtic woman Jacinta Napajimpa-Price also says she's ready to challenge and foster the next generation of First Nations women.
I want to inspire all Australians, I guess, in that regard. I'm proud to be a woman who has a white Australian father and a Walpiri mother. It is what Australia is about. And, young women, young Indigenous women, Indigenous women, we haven't had our feminist movement yet, you know.
Are you ready to take that on?
I think I probably am. Yeah.
Some have also faced a constitution rule forcing them to renounce their dual citizenship to run for parliament. Maureen Faruqi says she was devastated at having to let her citizenship from Pakistan go.
What I felt after I had filled out that form to renounce my citizenship of Pakistan was really incredibly different to what I thought I would feel. I thought it would just be like an administrative thing. I just felt as if I was being forced to give up my birthright. And I think no one should have to go through that. There is absolutely no reason to have this particular law in our constitution.
Fatima Payman agrees the process was really hard, but she sees it in a different way.
It was that sort of part of my identity that I was like, you know, I got to let go of this cultural aspect of, you know, what I identify as.
Are we at a point, though, that it's outdated?
No, I feel like it's really important to show your allegiance to the nation that you're representing.
The full Our House podcast series is available on the SBS Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Krishani Danji, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.